Hello, my name is Judith LeBlanc. I'm a citizen of the Caddo Nation, and I reside on Seminole Territory, and I'm the executive director of the Native Organizers Alliance. The Native Organizers Alliance and the Native Organizers Alliance Action Fund is very happy to participate in the Native Caucus today because we all have our roles, just like in the Native American Church when you're in the teepee. We work on the outside. We work with the grassroots, and I felt that this caucus helped illuminate what some of the key obstacles are to us exercising our right to vote.
And some of the comments, can you talk about that you made about, you know, when there's a politician or a new administration, it's not going to solve problems, what is it going to do?
Mm-hmm. You know, elections do not solve the problems in our communities. Election results create new conditions under which we will organize. So, for example, when Secretary Deb Haaland was nominated, well, we heard right after the elections that there was a possibility from folks who work on the inside. We don't. We work on the outside. So we decided to organize on our own with Illuminative, a small group of organizations that would launch a petition drive. 19,000 signatures were sent to the Biden-Harris transition team, and over 40,000 letters were sent to the Congress to support her confirmation. So we have a role. It's on the outside, building grassroots Native political power. The Native vote is a powerful vote. You know, in this country, we've never experienced a truly inclusive, multiracial democracy. And the truth is, every vote has never counted. But what we see, if our communities organize, mobilize, and vote together, we will be heard, for better or for worse. I think one of the most powerful reality checks for both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is that in 2020, we were the margin of victory over and over again in these battleground states. They used to say that the Native vote was statistically insignificant. Well, after 2020, they understood. We are a politically significant electorate. The Native vote has power. And the truth is that we've been organizing since dirt. We know how to organize. We do know what the problems are. So what we need is the opportunity to voice those during the election, because guess what? On election day, that's a snapshot of the organized power of our communities. And then we'll begin again after the elections to continue to organize the power of the grassroots to make social change.